Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, it's a snowy, wintry day here in December, isn't it? 30 degrees is what I have here in downtown Marion, but it feels colder than that. I'm sure the real feel is a little colder. Yeah, it feels like 27, but I thought it felt a little colder than that when I was pumping gas down in Waldo. I had my earmuffs on, and my gloves ended up being in my wife's car, and I couldn't find my extra pair of gloves, so I had to pump the gas without the gloves. So that got cold, but at least I had my earmuffs on. But it is definitely a cold one out there today. A good day to stay next to the fireplace or the furnace, whatever the case may be. I don't have a fireplace. I just have a nice warm register and a sit back in my easy chair. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Sit back in my easy chair and maybe watch a Christmas movie. It's not going to be a real good night to go out, I don't think. We originally thought about coming to Marion to see Christmas by Candlelight, the lights at the fairgrounds, but I don't think we'll be doing that tonight. I think we'll be staying in. So I don't know what your plans are for the holiday season, but I hope you all are well, feeling good, doing all right, feeling okay, and I hope you've avoided the virus. And I hope that you all are having a Merry Christmas this time of year. I know this time of year is difficult for a lot of folks because of lost loved ones and such. And some people don't have a good time this time of year, and I totally understand that. One of my friends just lost her boyfriend, and he died of a heart attack, as a matter of fact. And I thought, my goodness, at Christmas time to boot, what a time to lose somebody that you love. And so it is a hard time for some people, but it's a merry time for others. So whatever the case is, I hope you're hanging in there, and I hope to put a smile on your face today by tuning into the program here. We'll be here until 5 o'clock doing our thing. We have all Christmas trivia today, and today I am giving away a Dollar Tree gift card. So you can go out and get you some stocking stuffers. That's what I did, I think, yesterday or the day before. I went out and got the wife's stocking stuffers and filled her stocking up. Yes, it was Dollar Tree stuff, but hey, they got some nice stuff out there. And plus, we always traditionally fill the stockings with sweet stuff and candy and chips and things like that. That's what we fill the stockings with. And Dollar Tree has a nice selection of stuff like that, a nice selection of snacks. So you can go out there and fill up your stocking out there. So that's what we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon, is a Dollar Tree gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in a drawing, and then we will draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon. I want to say thank you to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to them for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks, guys, for supporting the broadcast. When you get a chance, you can check out my website, too. It's out there. It's online, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're streaming online, too, at the radio station website, which is wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. Tell a friend. Maybe they're outside the listening area, but they can they have the internet or a smartphone. They can jump online and listen to the broadcast if you think they might enjoy the program. You can get interactive with us. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. All right, well, we are going to get ready to get to the trivia, but first of all, I have some tips for storage, finding space when you are limited. And as you're getting ready to have to put all those Christmas decorations away in a few weeks, and you're going to need some storage. So here's some tips for storage. Store seldom used items in empty suitcases. Stash boxes under the bed. My wife and I do this. In fact, I think both of our beds have stuff underneath of them. Fold winter blankets and store them between the mattress and box spring. Buy a large plastic garbage can, fill it with stored items, invert the lid, and top it off with a round piece of plywood. Cover with a tablecloth, and you have a lamp table storage unit for any room. Put shoes and shoe bags to free the closet floor for other things. Stack storage boxes or add shelves to closet shelves. Have a system of making a proper place for everything, and to put everything back in this place, clutter takes up space. So there you go. That's some tips for some keeping some storage space when you are limited there for you here on Offbeat News and Trivia. And speaking of the trivia, let's get it to you right now. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. You can be the first to give us a call. We will put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. What are the gifts that the three wise men gave baby Jesus according to Christmas history? Again, this is all Christmas trivia today, and it's pretty easy. What are the gifts that the three wise men gave baby Jesus according to Christmas history? What is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's partner from the play or the movie A Christmas Carol? What is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's partner from the play or the movie A Christmas Carol? 740-383-9944 is our number. Who tracks Santa's location on Christmas Eve? Who tracks Santa's location on Christmas Eve? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, wise men gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes, that is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, considering the snow.
Yeah, considering the snow, I think your neck of the woods got a lot more than we have up here in Marion.
Well, we haven't got a whole big lot yet, but maybe an inch.
Maybe an inch? How much are you supposed to get by the time it's all said and done?
They said 1 to 3, I think.
Oh, 1 to 3? Okay. So you're probably trying to stay inside and look out at it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
try to keep from going out in it.
Yeah, went out to the store early and it started to snow while I was out. But Staying in now.
Yep. Is it collecting on your roads down there yet? It's staying off the roads up here so far.
Well, our roads covered, but they haven't done nothing to it, so.
Okay. Yep. Well, I guess 'tis the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I will get you signed up for the drawing, and I do appreciate the phone call today.
All right. You have a safe trip home.
All right. Thanks a lot, and you have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, that's David Avery kicking off things here this afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia. What president established Christmas as a national holiday? What president established Christmas as a national holiday? Hi, we're on the air.
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley, that is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. Yep. Are you enjoying the snow?
Oh yeah, we've been out riding four-wheelers.
Oh, okay. Well, how do they do in the snow?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
For donuts and.
How do they do going up hills and stuff?
I can do okay. The kids can't because they go a little bit too slow and get stuck.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably have to give it a good amount of gas to be able to get up successfully, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you pulled a sled behind one yet?
No, we don't quite have enough snow for that. I mean, the kids are out trying now, but...
Oh, okay.
We only have almost 2 inches, so it's not good enough yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a good time doing that then. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
You have a good evening now.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. Miss Ashley right there on our telephone lines here at 740-383-9944. What do you hang above the fireplace for Santa? What do you hang above the fireplace for Santa? We're all Christmas trivia today, and like I said, pretty easy ones. So if you've always wanted to answer a trivia question and you thought they were too hard, today is your day to get through. What song talks about multiple days of the Christmas celebration? What song talks about multiple days of the Christmas celebration? This one might be a harder one. After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel? After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel? Every elf has this ornament on the tip of their shoes. Which ornament are we talking about? Every elf has this ornament on the tip of their shoes. Which ornament are we talking about? Hi, we're on the air. Hello, go ahead, we're on the air. Nope, nobody on that line. Try back. Shows a phone call coming in. Oh, there we go. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, I'm great. How are you doing, buddy?
I think I must have a search question. You wanted to know how many days of Christmas there is or something like that?
Talking about the, what was the name of the song that talks about the days of Christmas?
Okay, I forgot that. All right, I'll call you back later.
Okay, Bob, all right. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, that question, what song talks about multiple days of the Christmas celebration? It goes through several days of Christmas, and it's, you know, on the blank, blah, blah, blah. It goes on like that. Okay, what is, everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition. What is the color of the berries of the plant of the mistletoe? Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition. What is the color of the berries of the plant? And I, according to Google and according to different online sources, it is said that there is several different colors to it. So, you know, several answers might be right. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that one would be stockings.
Yes, looking for stockings. Well, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Nate?
Doing good. I want to say thank you for the beautiful Christmas card.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's just beautiful. We hang every Christmas card we get, we hang around our kitchen entrance, and that was just beautiful. My wife opened it up, and she says, oh, it's a beautiful red truck.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that very, very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
How's your day going today? Pretty good?
It's going pretty good. Staying in.
Yeah, staying in. It's a good day for that. That's for sure. Well, I'll get you signed up for a chance to win, and I appreciate your phone call, Becky.
Okay, you take care now, Nate.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:28 is the time. It's 30 degrees here in downtown Marion. I hope you're staying warm. And I am here in the studio. It's nice and warm here inside. Hi, and we're on the air.
Hello there, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, hang in there. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, staying warm.
Yeah, got to do that.
On a day like today.
I went out a little bit today to see my brother, and then that was enough for me.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, heater went out, so I had to go over and get it going for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, definitely have to get that fixed for him.
Yeah. Was you talking about the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, the 12 Days of Christmas. Yep, that's the one I was looking for.
Well, I didn't know for sure on that one.
Right. Yep. Yep, that's the one I was looking for. You know, yeah, I was listening to that song this year. That song goes on for a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the batter trying to get everything in order is the biggest thing.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think I can get up to 8, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I remember as a kid singing that, and that was a kind of a difficult song to sing.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, when I was in school, I'd done like the three wise men and brought the gifts. I told her, I said, I couldn't remember what we brought.
Right.
Because we'd done that in a school play, and that's what I had to be, you know. So
yeah.
I told her something. I said, it's been a long time, though. I said, you know, because I'm 72 years old, I assume my memory's about gone. Well. But anyhow, I give you a call, and you all ready for the big day, are you?
Yeah, we're all ready for the big day. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
But are you on next week, too?
Yeah, I'll be here next week.
Yeah, I didn't know if they had things worked around, doing something else or what. I knew they were going to have a get-together, but I didn't know how much was going to go through there, you know.
Yeah, having their Christmas party tomorrow night from 7 to 9.
Yeah.
And then so as long as the building's unlocked and I can get in, I will be here next week.
Okie dokie. Well, you take care and be safe, buddy.
All right. Hey, you too, Ralph. Thanks for calling.
Talk at you later.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Going to grab a quick break here. We'll be back after these words.
Too many, if you ask me, Scott. With that many names, I am sure he has a lot of trouble boarding airplanes. Can you imagine an officer stopping Santa and asking him why his ID is reading Kris Kringle, which doesn't match his birth certificate, reading Saint Nick? Oh boy, I hope President Trump doesn't hear of this.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back, and hi, we are on the air.
It's me again.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, you're talking about the color berries?
Yeah, color berries. Yeah.
The only ones I ever seen is red and green.
Yeah, that's one of them. I had red, green, and white written down here. Yeah.
Yeah, but I never seen the white ones, just the red and green.
Right. Yeah, I never seen the white ones either. I was surprised that was one of the answers. But yeah, red, green, and white's what I had written down here.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what you cooking tonight?
I haven't decided yet.
Haven't decided yet?
No.
Well, we're having hamburgers and hot dogs with cheese in them and French fries.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I got a question to ask.
Yeah.
Well, two of them. One, did you get any of that treat today?
Any of the what now?
There was a apple cherry pie and graham cracker crust and some corn apple muffins I brought up this morning.
Oh, okay. I
told them to make sure you got some.
I haven't seen any around here. Maybe I'll have to check again on the counter. Okay, maybe, yeah, I haven't checked in there. No, I haven't checked in there. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. I told them to make sure you got some. And anyway, one other question.
Yeah.
a couple weeks ago. I never did get that.
Oh, you never got your card that you won?
Nope.
Well, it must have got lost in the mail. Do you,
It was a Kroger card a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a Kroger card, right. Okay,
yeah.
Let me make me a note, and I'll send you another one. It must have got lost in the mail or something.
Yep.
Occasionally that'll happen and folks won't get them, so I appreciate you letting me know. Okay.
Right.
It was a Kroger card.
Usually, on like Saturday or on Monday, I check them out every day.
Yeah, it's been long enough because you won that back on the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
So it's been long enough. You should have got that by now. So it must have got lost in the mail.
All right, so anyway, check out the refrigerator, and maybe you can find it before you leave.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll have to check that out, see if I can get me some. And I'll take care of getting you another gift card, okay? All right, Bob. Well, you enjoy the Christmas season.
You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yeah. Yep, I appreciate it. Always let me know, folks, if you do not get your gift card. Please always let me know, and I will make it right and send another one because we always send it out through the mail here. That's the way we do it here at Offbeat News and Trivia because I don't want you to have to worry about coming down to the radio station with the virus and everything going on. So I want to make it easy and send it right to your home so we get your address written down and send that out. And so anyhow, sounds like that one got lost in the mail. That has happened with a few people. And so I don't like it when that happens. So we will make that right with Mr. Bob and get him another $5 Kroger card there. And so if that's happened with you too, please let me know and I'll make that right with you too and get you another card issued here. 4:35 is the time. Thanks for everybody for lighting up my lines here the first half hour of the program. I do appreciate that very much. Hey, we've got some offbeat news right here. And this is kind of a funny story. A Florida woman captured video of the chaos that ensued inside her home when her dog alerted her to a raccoon climbing her Christmas tree. Aubrey Lacabella said she awoke to the sound of her dog growling at about 4:15 a.m., and a brief investigation uncovered the reason for the canine's disquiet. A raccoon had apparently entered the home through the dog door and was climbing the Christmas tree. A video filmed inside Lacabella's home showed the dog knocking the tree over in an attempt to reach the raccoon, sparking a chase through the house. The raccoon ran away from freedom, jumped on my chandelier where it swung there for like 30 minutes, she said. The video shows Lacabella using a broom to shove the raccoon free from the chandelier. She said the raccoon ended up fleeing the house through the dog door. Well, there you go. At least the raccoon took off and got out of there. That could be a disaster if it ended up in the house. It could have really destroyed things. Sounds like it destroyed things enough by having the dog knock over the Christmas tree. But, yeah, how would you like to see that? A raccoon climbing your Christmas tree. I guess he was just trying to get in the Christmas spirit. An Indiana portable toilet company shared a festive video of what it calls a world record for the most animated faces on a single holiday light display. Service Sanitation posted a video to Facebook showing 32 portable toilets adorned with animated faces singing the song Hallelujah. The Single Johns have officially set a world record for the most animated faces on a single holiday light display. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if Bob to do it or not, his card.
Yeah.
One of ours that you sent out, it took almost 2 weeks to get here.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, the McDonald's card, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Mine had come through the week, And it was probably way after the McDonald card come. And I don't know if it's due to the mail situation or what, but I just gonna let Bob know too that I finally got, but it took about 2 weeks to get ours in here, so.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's still chances it's probably still out there and maybe even get it, you know, but I know that's what ours done because we stay here because you had asked Becky if she had got it and she said no, and it was way the heck after. I think it was like 10 days. Or so after you sent it that we got it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. But mine come right immediately afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought maybe you'd put them together, but you send them separate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd send them out, and it seems like they would get there before the next week, but I guess that's not the case anymore.
Well, around this time of year, I don't know if that's what it was, but like I say, it took a lot longer to that one for some reason, but like I say, I got mine in order really good, but then she said, well, I wonder why I didn't get that one, and I said, well, maybe it got messed up in the mail, we'll just wait, but we never said nothing, we just said, well, it's just a $5 card, we'll let it go. Well, here, about 10 days or so, it came in.
Okay. Well,
so I just thought I'd let you know on that.
Yeah, well, please always let me know if you don't get it, because I want to make it right with you, because if you're a winner, you're a winner. And I always want to make sure you get it.
Well, we missed calling in last week. We sat here and listened to it, but we sat back because you had the card anyway, with the Meyer card, I said, well, I'm not going to call in and answer them unless I just tell him don't put us in the drawing.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys doing that.
We enjoy what you do, and I know everybody else does. So, but I'll get off here. I don't want to tie the line up for the next caller.
All right, Ralph. Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. A Florida golfer was caught on camera retrieving his ball from a particularly dangerous hazard, the tail of an alligator. Kyle Downs said he and his brother were at the Coral Oaks Golf Course in Cape Coral on Sunday when a ball landed on the gator's tail. Downs shared video showing his brother sneaking up on the alligator to grab the ball off its tail. The player quickly grabs the ball and the alligator, apparently startled, darts into the water. The alligator in the video has been spotted before and is known as Charlie to golfers. Well, I don't think I would be getting my golf ball off of the gator's tail. I don't think so. My wife and I saw this nice little lake in Florida when we were vacationing there a few years ago. There was this real pretty bridge that went over a bay on the way to the ocean, and there was this real pretty little lake with palm trees around it. And so we decided to take pictures with it. And I kept seeing something on the other side of the lake. And I thought, what is that? That kind of looks like an alligator. And then I thought, no, that's not an alligator. And then so we walked down to a different part of the lake. And there was a big sign that says, beware of alligator. Well, we hightailed it out of there. We decided we didn't want to see... Yeah, we decided we didn't want to see any alligator, at least not on that day. 4:42 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. We're here till 5 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll give you some more trivia in just a moment. It's time for On This Day in History, December the 16th. In the year 1653, Oliver Cromwell became Lord Protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland. 1773, nearly 350 chests of tea were dumped into Boston Harbor off the British ships by colonial patriots. The patriots were disguised as Indians. The act was to protest taxation without representation and the monopoly the government granted to the East India Company. 1809, Napoleon Bonaparte was divorced from the Empress Josephine by an act of the French Senate.
1835 in New York, 530 buildings were destroyed by fire. 1850, the first immigration ship, the Charlotte Jane, arrived at Littleton, New Zealand. On this day in 1901, The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter was printed for the first time. 1903, women ushers were employed for the first time at the Majestic Theater in New York City. 1905, Simon Silverman published the first issue of Variety. 1912, the first postage stamp to depict an airplane was issued, and it was a 20-cent parcel post stamp. And in 1944, during World War II, the Battle of the Bulge began in Belgium. It was the final major German counteroffensive in the war. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. We'll be back with more trivia, and we'll also check our mailbox. It'll be time for What's That in the Mailbox right after our break. Thanks so much for tuning in to Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Check us out online, my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And the station website, WWGH1071.com. Back again after these words.
And a happy holidays to you and your family.
Oh, here we go again. It's not happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas.
That's okay for you, Charlie, but I like to cover all the holidays, so I say happy holidays.
You say happy holidays on Valentine's Day or Easter or St. Patrick's Day?
Well, no, I don't. What's the point?
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
It's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And somebody else emailed us this week at radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to email me your question, and I'll read it on the air and answer it. We hear from Brandy this week. She says, "Dear Nate, what is your favorite Christmas carol?" Well, Brandy, that's hard to nail down because I just enjoy so many Christmas carols. Now, This isn't a carol, but I really enjoy this time of year listening over and over and again. I love Elvis's version of Here Comes Santa Claus. That is a great song. I just love the way Elvis sings that. I love the way it comes on. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes. You know, the way he does it. Elvis does a great job on that. But my favorite Christmas carol. Man, oh man, oh man, you're making me think now, and I knew this was coming ahead of time because I printed it offline, the question here, and I've been thinking and thinking. I think probably up there would be The First Noel. That is a beautiful song, The First Noel. Another song I like, and I think this is also a carol, but it's a really old carol, and you don't hear it anywhere. You have to look it up online to hear it. It's called There's a Song in the Air. And a fella years ago by the name of Bill Pierce used to sing that song. And I think a country singer several years ago re-recorded it, but goes, there's a song in the air, there's a star in the sky. Like I said, you probably never heard it, but I also like that song. So there you go, Brandy. I gave you three. But my favorite Christmas carol would probably be The First Noel. I like that one. Silent Night's not bad either, but First Noel's a good song. Okay, some more trivia here. Let's see if we can get a couple more calls in here if you're interested to win a Dollar Tree gift card. Who tracks Santa's location on Christmas Eve? Who tracks Santa's location on Christmas Eve? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. What president established Christmas as a national holiday? And it wasn't Abraham Lincoln. What president established Christmas as a national holiday? After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel? After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel? Every elf has this ornament on the tip of their shoes. Which ornament are we talking about? Every elf has this ornament on the tip of their shoes. Which ornament are we talking about? How many points does a snowflake traditionally have? How many points does a snowflake traditionally have? And there you go. Those are the trivia questions we have left. If you'd like to answer one, I would like to hear from you here on my telephone at 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'll get you up on the air, and we will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. All right, it's time for you to head with me down the long hallway to our socially distanced classroom. We have all of our chairs spread out 6 feet apart. It's time for the weird word of the week. First of all, we're going to grab another call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Five?
Looking for five?
For the snowflakes?
For the snowflakes? Actually, I've got a little bit more than that.
Well, it's just a guess. Better luck next time.
That's all right. Is this Sarah?
It is. How you doing?
Doing good. How's your day?
It's going good. I like the snow, so I like that.
Good, good. You've been out in it?
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Hey, all day long. All right. Okay, good deal. Well, hey, well, you enjoy this Christmas season, okay?
I'm going to try. You too.
Okay, uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Sarah on our phone lines out there. She says she enjoys the snow. I enjoy it, too, when I'm home looking out at it. But I really don't enjoy driving in it because, to confess to you, I have bad tires. It's time for me to get new tires, so I always worry about it. Time for me to go to Waldo Tire and get me some new tires, right? Okay, it's time for the weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is trivy. Trivy. T-I-R-R-I-V-E-E. T-I-R-R-I-V-E-E. Trivy. It's a noun, and it's a Scottish word. And it means a tantrum. A tantrum. Did you ever throw a tantrum? When I was a kid, I used to throw tantrums sometimes. I was a pretty laid-back kind of a kid. But when I was younger, I would have a temper on me. In fact, if you ask my wife, I still have a temper on me when I don't get my way. I usually am pretty easygoing. But, yes, a tantrum, that's what tirivy means, and it entered English in the early 19th century. So that is our weird word of the week for this week, tirivy. You can add that to your vocabulary and impress all your friends, right? Say, I'm about to have a tirivy, and they'll look at you like you're nuts, right? They'll go, what in the world are you talking about? And you say, well, I learned that on Offbeat News and Trivia. And they're going to go, what? And then you can tell them about the program, right? There you go. 4:15 to 5 o'clock on Wednesdays here on WWGH. Okay, the manager of a Walmart store in Tennessee said a secret Santa came into the store and paid off $65,000 to cover the cost of all current layaway items. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here today.
Hey,
that's Santa Claus.
Yeah, NORAD, yeah.
NORAD, yeah. And the animals should have balls on their nose.
Right, yes, that's correct. Okay, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
All right, that's Bob. He's our cleanup man. I always told you to say he's our cook. He's the cook and the cleanup man because he calls at the end of the program to answer the questions that we haven't got the answers to. So I call him the cleanup man. But this fella came into Walmart and paid off $65,000 worth of layaway items and just walked right in and did it. And Chris Light, the manager there in Bristol, said he couldn't believe it, and they came in at 6 o'clock in the morning, just paid it off, said he wanted to tell everybody that he loves everybody, and Merry Christmas. So there you go. It is 4:55, and it's time to find out who the winner is of the Dollar Tree gift card. So let's shuffle everybody up here. Thanks to Sarah for calling. Thanks to David. Thanks to Bob. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Becky. And thank you, Ashley. All righty. Mixing everybody up here. And the big winner for today is Miss Becky. Miss Becky, congratulations. You win a Dollar Tree gift card. All right. And we will get that sent in the mail to you, and I hope it gets to you quicker than your last one did. And I don't know about the mail, but I guess they are trying as hard as they can this time of year. I know we have received packages from a neighbor down the street. You know, they've mixed up the mail. So I've had to run their mail down the street to them, and but nobody's brought me mail that they've gotten. So I'm just wondering, you know, how much mail I've missed. It makes you wonder. But you know, our mail, the folks that deliver the mail are trying their hardest this time of year, and God bless them anyhow. And the UPS and the Amazon. And the FedEx, too, right? Everybody that delivers, you are doing a good job. So we do appreciate you for what you do. And the mail must go through. So, Miss Becky, we will get that sent out to you, and hopefully you'll get that here in at least 7 to 10 days, right? All right. Thank you so much to everybody that called today. I do appreciate that very, very much. We have just enough time to let you know about Ladies' Corner. And today I have chocolate candy cane cake. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and it'll pop up. Chocolate candy cane cake. Here's what you need. 1 package, 2-layer size, chocolate cake mix. One package, 3.9 ounces of Jell-O chocolate flavor instant pudding. 4 eggs, 1 container, 8 ounces of sour cream, 1 half cup oil, 1 half cup water, 1 fourth cup milk, 1 package, 4 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chopped, 18 small candy canes, coarsely crushed, about 1 cup divided, 1 tub, 8 ounces Cool Whipped whipped topping, thawed. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Beat first 7 ingredients in large bowl with mixer until blended. Stir in chopped chocolate and 2 tablespoons crushed candy. Pour into 2 9-inch round pans. Spray with cooking spray. Bake 35 to 40 minutes or until toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool in pans 10 minutes. Loosen cakes from sides of pans. Invert into wire racks. Carefully remove pans. Cool cakes completely. Fill and frost cakes with Cool Whip. Sprinkle with remaining crushed candy just before serving. Keep refrigerated. And there you have chocolate candy cane cake. Well, it's time for me to go. It's been real fun. I'll be here next week once again from 4:15 to 5 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon with Offbeat News and Trivia. Check me out online, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You all enjoy the Christmas season. I hope you all stay safe out there, and I will talk to you later. From Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, I'm Nate Redmond.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the